One who is not against us is for us. Anyone who works a miracle in my name is on our side. Let's rally to the cause of Christ. Works and deeds. The first reading reminds us of words, dying, teaching in the name of the Lord. Our whole life is summed up in what we say and what we do. And this weekend we're reminded to say and do what builds up the kingdom of God. How we can manifest Christ by our words and our actions. And if we're doing that, building people up, assisting people to come and know the truth and to live a virtuous life, then we become like Christ. We're his ambassadors in the world. The opposite of this, the negative, is to pull people down, to talk about issues and scandals. Father said this, or the priest, the bishop did that, or the pope said this. We've always had bad popes, priests, and bishops, because it's human nature. Christ himself, of his 12 apostles, had Judas. He knew that Judas would do what he did. And I think he allowed Judas to choose. He did not take his free will from him, to remind us that we'll always have in the church people that don't measure up, who fail to meet the grade, who don't achieve what God wants of them. But that shouldn't take us away from wanting to do the best. Good, better, best. Never let it rest till the good is better and the better's best. And to help us not be negative or to avoid scandal, our Lord speaks graphically about those who deplete the faith in people who are weak in faith, the little ones. It's be better, he says, for a great millstone, which is a massive stone, to be hung around their neck, for them to be thrown into the ocean, lest the scandal or give scandal to those who are weak. So we want to and we need to proclaim the gospel by our actions and our words, and not to always think of the negative or what causes harm or has caused harm to others. Be mindful of them and issues that come our way, but let's also have some positive stories, some uplifting mementos or anecdotes that can help us keep going, to bolster our faith, like a vitamin. When we feel like we're getting sick, we take something to bolster our immune system. Also, too, we need to, as Catholics, have some good stories we can share. Recently, a book came out called Memoirs from the Heart of a Priest by Father Rizzo. And it's simply a collection of anecdotes from a priest who ministered well to God's people. One story, he says, that he was going to visit Mother Angelica in Alabama, who set up EWTN. Her maiden name is Rizzo, and so too is his. And on the way there, he stopped at a cafe for a meal. And the waitress was hustling about, clearing the tables, and eventually she served him, took his order. He noticed that she was pregnant. After he finished the meal, he went up to pay for it, and gave the waitress a tip. And as he gave it, he said, "Here, this is for you." He pulled out $20 from his wallet, "and this is for the beautiful child that you have inside of you." She looked at me, took the $20, and got tearful in her eyes. And then she went back behind the kitchen in the cafe, somewhat upset. He left the cafe and went to his car, which was parked at the back. As he was about to get in, he was surprised to see the waitress approaching him, crying. She said, "Father, I just want you to know that when I finished work today, I was going to go and have an abortion. I thought that I wouldn't be able to take care of this child. But after what you said to me and given me this money, I've decided that God will provide. I'm going to keep my child." Tears then welled up in the priest's eye. Why did he give her the extra money, the tip? He felt inspired. So often God inspires us. He moves us by actual graces to do his will rather than our own. And miracles do happen. Another little story he tells of a grandfather of a girl called Jennifer, who wasn't baptized and was dying. And Father Rizzo finally arrives at the room where he is, and Jennifer is there, and he's somewhat reluctant to listen to the priest. With Jennifer's insistence, he was allowed to talk to him. And making the most of this opportunity, Father Rizzo said, "I talked to him about the Apostles' Creed, which summarizes our faith. We went through each article, phrase by phrase. Then I said, 'Sir, would you like to be baptized?' His heart hardened once again, and he replied gruffly, 'Give me one good reason why I should be baptized.' Father Rizzo, I took out of my pocket a crucifix and showed it to him and said, 'Here, I will give you not one reason, but five.' And I pointed to the five wounds in the body of Christ. I let him hold the crucifix for some time, and tears then came to his eyes. He then said, 'Yes, I want to be baptized.' Jennifer, my daughter, was delighted. He was baptized, received into the church, and died a holy death." Angels do exist, and angels do inspire us. Angels assist us at difficult times. He recalls another story of going into a hospital to see someone who is dying to give him the last rites. And the nurse stopped him at the desk and said, "Excuse me, sir," not knowing he was a priest, "you cannot go in there. That man is heavily sedated and you won't be able to wake him." Father Rizzo says, "Thank you, nurse, but I'm a Catholic priest. I just wanted to give him the last rites." The nurse insisted that he must not go into the room because the man was sleeping. So Father Rizzo stood at the entrance to the door near the nurse's desk and prayed to that man's guardian angel. He said, "Please wake this man up so that he may have the opportunity to make a confession and be administered the last rites." Just as he finished saying the prayer to St. Michael, the man started coughing and wheezing, which got the nurse's attention. And then Father said to her, "He's coming out of sedation." The nurse said, "It's impossible. We heavily sedated him." She went into the room and saw him coughing. And Father followed and said, "Can I just see him for one moment, please?" While he was coughing, the man opened his eyes and saw the Roman collar and simply said, "Sir, your wife rang me so that you might receive the last rites. Would you like to go to confession?" He did. He had a very good confession. He was absolved, received Holy Communion, and was anointed. It all only took a few moments. After that, he left the room and the man went back into a coma. The following day, he died. God works in mysterious ways. He wants us to work with him by our words and our actions. Let us therefore think about how we can lift people up, bolster them by kindness and by being aware of his presence and the actual graces he gives us in some way each day.